Chapter 9. Abbess Margerum stood close to the big tapestry in Great Hall, staring up at the image of Martin the Warrior, the long-dead founder of Redwall Abbey. The figure woven into the fabric of the wonderful picture was that of a heroic mouse, armoured and resting upon his fabulous sword. Above the tapestry, the actual sword was mounted on two silver wall pins. It had been forged from a fragment of meteor in the long-distant past by a badger lord at Salomon Dastron. Margerum gazed into Martin's eyes. They were strong, the eyes of a true warrior, but with humour and compassion dwelling in them. The abbess spoke.
I know it seems trivial after all the wars and tribulations Redwall has undergone, but I can't help worrying about our two Dibbons, poor little things. Martin, who knows? Maybe they'll turn up, and my fears will have been for nothing. But suppose something bad has befallen them. What shall I do?
No answer seemed forthcoming. However, Margerum sat on the worn stone floor, still staring up at the face of Martin the Warrior. Sometimes it seemed to move slightly in the flickering candle and lantern light which surrounded the tapestry, but that could have been a stray draft moving the material. She continued her vigil, hoping against hope for a response. Then some beast was shaking her gently.
Mother Abbess, are you all right?
Margerum found herself looking up into the kindly face of her friend, Sister Fumbrel. The infirmary keeper helped her to stand upright, explaining,
I saw you lying there and thought you'd fainted away.
Margerum could tell by the evening light from the stained glass windows that some time had elapsed since she came down to the tapestry. She blinked.
I'm fine, sister. I don't know what happened to me. Really, I must have dozed off. I must be getting old.
The Jolly Otter smiled as she led her to the kitchen.
We all have to get old at some time, Marge. Though I don't think you quite reached those seasons yet. I thought you'd be someplace searching for Guffy and Tassie. What were you doing, taking an evening nap?
They sat down at Friar Sugum's kitchen table, helping themselves to beakers of hot mint tea, which was often left steaming on the oven plate. Margerum sipped gratefully.
Oh, that tastes good, Fumbrel. Actually, I went to the tapestry to see Martin the Warrior. I hoped I might get some hint about our missing Dibbons.